Third square is on the land approximately 1 mile, 1 mile in each direction from the rivers. Our third recommendation concerns the good concept of transfer of developmental rights. The proposed Bethel Comprehensive Plan stresses the use of transfer of developmental rights to help maintain open space in our town. We have heard there may be distance restrictions on the transfer of these development rights to limit their transfer to approximately 10 miles. That's what I've heard. I'm not sure if that's true or not. A restriction like this could severely limit the motivation and benefits for a farmer to enter this transfer for development rights plan. If indeed there are limits on the distance of these transfers, it severely affects the far western parts of Sussex County, as many farmers and open spaces are substantially more than 10 miles from growth areas. If there are to be distance limits, we strongly urge that you consider extending these limits up to 30 miles in order to make the transfer of development rights more meaningful and useful to help preserve open space. To summarize, we strongly urge that you, number one, make the Chesapeake Bay drainage area a major part of the conservation chapter, just like you did for the Inland Bay drainage areas. Number two, make the Nanticoke River and Broad Creek watersheds part of the environmental sensitive developing area, so they have equal emphasis, just like you do have designated for the Inland Bay's preservation areas. And number three, assuming there may be distance limits on the transfer of development rights, consider a transfer distance of at least 30 miles. Thank you very much for giving us time to present these suggestions to you, as we believe they provide good benefits and good planning for Western Sussex County. Thank you. And I have a handout here I'd like to leave with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you very much. My name is Joan Deaver, and I have some personal comments and a big thank you to Sussex County Councilman Lynn Rogers for an article in the Cape Gazette recently. I live at 19208 Plantation Road, and that road in that area has been looked at by DLDOT for a Western Parkway. And Mr. Rogers has said, again, in my opinion, the proposed Western Parkway would be a road to nowhere but problems. It would not provide a long-term solution, but a long-term nightmare in that it would destroy open space, carve away precious farmland, and displace homeowners while harming the environment and maiming the quality of life for everyone in its path. Thank you, Councilman Rogers. We appreciate your support. My husband and I live in a home that's been our family home on Plantation Road for 45 years. We love it there, and we would like for the area to maintain the residential nature that it's always had. And I, with Betty Deacon, am co-founder of Plantation Road Coalition, which belongs in turn to the No Build Coalition. We're talking about 2,500 people in that area who do not want that Western Parkway, and we humbly ask you to remove that from the land use plan. Another personal note, I really enjoyed that testimony from the gentleman from Bethel. I'm retired from business from the Upper Chesapeake Bay. I was a marina owner, and when I was lucky enough to be there, I thought nothing of jumping into the Whitehall Creek or Severn River, but I wouldn't do it now. I hope we don't let what has happened to the Upper Chesapeake happen to our inland bays and to the Lower Chesapeake, and I really appreciate his comments on that. Now, if you would allow, I'd appreciate some time to talk as the president of Citizens for a Better Sussex. One of the things that we would like to see in the land use plan is a clear and concise definition of open space. I do see that in the enumerated items in tonight's presentation, but we don't know of a clear and concise definition of open space that the county has at its for its use. Without knowing what open space is, development is going to be unpredictable and chaotic, and I understand that the state has a definition of open space. I believe it's part of the livable Delaware legislation, and for the interest of coordination, I would suggest that the